If you doubt my love, my love for you, look at my suffering, above the horns of my throne, in love suffering, on the horns of the unicorn, that you'll escape my judgment and live in my love. So be you assured, from the least to the greatest, they that labor with me, I fight their battle. When the enemy arise, you'll hear my horns rattle. I'll clear the way. Let you harvest for me. Protect my heritage, I placed in you, and deliver the world to my begotten Son, that in full suffering he has won. Like a unicorn in a world that was judged. In Eden he was placed, but he disobeyed our Father by letting a little snake, a little voice of Satan, share his domain. The second Adam, our Lord Jesus Christ, made like a lamb, in obedience he died, in earth and heaven, he suffered far and far, until like a unicorn, with a father, he's one. Do you get the picture? Jesus Christ revealed, suffered like a lamb. But all seven sufferings, the last one above the unicorn is still going on, has turned him in to a unicorn of fire, one with our Father. That's the reason why the Word said, when the wrath of the Lamb is revealed, great men, rich men, and poor shall cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall upon them. But there are no rocks and there are no mountains. But once that suffering is finished, he's turned into a unicorn, and then reason why I walk on you to be so diligent and move in obedience, not only for yourself, but for your children. You think you know a lot of things, but you smart aleck, you don't know what's coming. You got taught by religion, you thought you knew everything. All you had to do is go there in the Bible or somewhere, and you know everything, but you don't know what's coming. You don't know the terror that's to be revealed. But Satan told you you did, that you didn't need to be obedient, you didn't need to listen. But you better listen. Hey, Brother Brady, you trying to scare me? Absolutely not. I want you to move in love, because scare won't do it. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Lord Jesus, I accept by faith that my old slothing around, no-care attitude hath been destroyed. Ukabaha arashika. Oh, ukaha. Oh, oh. Diligent and obedient. Oh. Oh. Fear son of God fell in disobedience and compromising with the enemy and called our Father all creation grief and pain under the heel of Satan that stole his birthright. So be ye not like Adam, compromise not, but utterly in your body, smite and destroy. Let Satan be destroyed in glory, so you'll escape the fire of the unicorn. Take the world and cleanse it and rule in power. Till a judge creation it brought to obedience was the command to Adam, the first son of God. He fell in disobedience and the world fell with him. Then our Father made him Abel, a lamb. Came the unicorns of Satan, smote him down. Our Father cried out, marked evil came, wept in the blood of Abel, restored order again. The unicorns of God in this changing age have the love of Jesus as the lamb, and it keeps them together in his Father's domain. They slaughter not each other. Love in their life does reign. In the days of Adam, there were giants in the land. False gods and witches. Today it's the same. But the return of the unicorn spoke fear in them. They knew it was coming. God made them to know. Smite yourself now, get at it. Ooh, smite yourself. Smite yourself. Smite your wife there. She's sitting up there disobeying as usual, not smiting herself. Unicorn, we're not afraid, not afraid of lightning, thunder and rain. They rested with horns, laying on their neck, for fear of bruising another. And causing them pain. When they smell the enemy, they would stick out their horns. And all together would smite the enemy down and tread upon him, grind him into dust. But loving each other, they went back to sleep. To sin, try to tame the unicorn, but he could smell Satan, their presence he couldn't stand. He'd descend upon man in the dark of the night and stamp him away. Like other Satan's beast. So our Father in wisdom drove them into the wild of the hidden forest and mixed them up with the other animals of like genes. And bred them down to a tame strain. Here you have a perfect picture in the unicorn of God's plan as he changes the age of grace. They move with fire and brimstone, judgment over the land. But as God's kingdom comes into being, they go to taming down in love and living with the people. You see it in the plan. You saw the perfect plan written in me. I walked on you with fire, walked on you with fire, walked on you. Looked like I was going to destroy you, didn't it? Once you're a babe, you're getting tamed now. But had to come back every once in a while, you don't want to live your own way, had to walk on your fire again, didn't it? You see a perfect picture of the unicorn, what God is doing. This is why Satan, through his prophets of myth, pictures himself, horn's tail of fire, instead of the sly snake, in your body possessed, to destroy you, God's hair, Jijin. And deceive you in fire. Be not deceived by religious myth. Satan is a little snake in man's bloodstream. Pious voice of religion, false piety and show. But now he's uncovered, so you can know. Brother Pitt, you paint a picture of all of my old hero religious preachers. That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But there are good people. Who told you that? They're what put you in the shape you're in right now. And what are you going to do? I'm not going to do anything. But I've already seen their name written in fire. And when God writes their name in fire, that's all she wrote, brother. He picks up the sin of that innocent blood that they have shed for years, and he puts fire in it, and he flames them on, and they go down in destruction. He'd already said, woe be unto the idle shepherd. They eat up my people, and they shall pay for the sins of my people. Satan dreads him. Return of the unicorn. Because he knows him. Then he is gone. Wiped from the earth. By the horns of God. And trampled into dust. Consumed by fire. Now the picture is very plain all through the scriptures if you want to look at it. Lord, you must settle the judgments of God in your life because the line is drawing close now. You're either going to obey or you're going to disobey. Look to Elijah. He was God's unicorn. Wild in the mountains. Till the blood of God cried. Then he rose in power against the enemies of God with fire and destruction. On them he did try. Oh, look to Moses. another unicorn. He wandered in a desert till God's blood cried in him, and he rose in meekness, and on the enemy did descend, and slew them in blood, smoke and pillared of fire. You have the perfect picture. Moses, the man going to the people of sin in Egypt. He went in meekness, yet in power, and slew their enemies. This is the way you do. But look in Elijah. He went in meekness to those that were lost and overcome, and showed them the power and destruction of God, and slew the enemies of their flesh, Satan, disease, sickness, and so on and so forth. But look at Elijah, the ministry that's chosen for the false prophets. There wasn't one speck of meekness about him. And he didn't stop and shed one tear when he destroyed all the prophets of Baal. The fact of it is, he renewed himself and wrapped his mantle around him, went flying on the wind towards the capital. Because once you see, once God shows you through that love of his what the false prophets have done to God's people, that love that cannot stand evil begins to rise in fire inside of you. Surely when you saw that river of blood of innocent God's people revealed there in the book of Revelation, surely you trembled and cried. For all the little babies and all the innocent people that the false religious people have taken to their altar and have shed their innocent blood, put them into captivity and held them in bondage to Satan. And all the million souls they've killed down through the years, surely you wept. Oh, abhors evil. Doesn't compromise with it. This is what happened to Adam. Even though he had the command and the dominion of the whole world, he had love, but he did not have abhorrence for evil. And he listened to that small voice. And when he did, down he went, and creation went with him. Oh, look to Jesus, though meek as a lamb. When the Father cried in him, to the desert he went. Strength of the unicorn, Satan he overcame, and left him defeated, for whosoever will look again to Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, filled with love, had been healing humanity with the strength of the unicorn, gathered Satan inside of him and carried him to the cross, and death destroyed him. look to Samson. Though disobedient was he. The enemies blinded him. Chained him to pillars, you see. Before death come, the unicorn cried in him. And he snatched the pillar. And the enemies died with him. Surely you know, there's nothing I won't do to protect my heritage. I placed in you, and deliver the earth to my begotten Son, that with full suffering he hath won. Suggestion to make, for your life, descend up on your enemies, of your mind and heart, and smite them with a mantle. Sin hath been destroyed, till you come free in glory. And escape judgment fire. Have another suggestion for you. If you care to listen. In the lives of your children. With a mantle of blood. Descend on their enemies. And wipe and smite. With all long suffering, till they're released in the light. But be you slothful. Say, this is another preacher man. And my words hath judged you. This plumb line man. Right now you are marked. For judgment or love, choose what you will, it's choice.
I've bruised the head of Satan under your feet with With my blood I've wiped you. From feet to head, cast all of your sins and your old Adam life and the workings of Satan in my pit of fire.
Now you're resting in my promised land, in my kingdom.
Your old eyes.
my pit of fire.
Now you're resting in my promised land, in my kingdom of peace, healing on every is now the spirit of life, the juice of my glory, in fruits now abound on every tree. My fruits can be found. Thank you.
my blood I have wiped you.
All of your sins and your old Adam life and the workings of Satan in my pit of fire. Now you're resting in my promised land, in my kingdom of peace, healing on every free from all worry, in my paradise, the land of my promise, I've made now your life. No more shall you say, let's go to the river and dream. Now every rock is a spring that does spring. The rock that followed you in your journey all the way. Now a fountain of living water it's inside you to stay.
I've bruised the head of Satan. Under
nor shall you say. Wait for the angels to trouble the pool. The healing of my waters, so warm and sometimes cool, is moving inside you. The water of your flesh now is a healing pool that hath been found. I've bruised the head of Satan under your feet. With my blood I've wiped you from feet to head. Cast all of your sins and your old Adam and the workings of Satan in my pit of fire. No need for the sun, to give you health and light, for the shining of my glory keeps everything right. No need to breathe the fresh airs of the snow. For for the heir of my grace does make your body glow. I've bruised the head of Satan under your feet. With my blood I have wiped you from feet to head. Cast all your sins and your old Adam life and the workings of Satan in my pit of fire.
Now you're resting in my promised land, in my kingdom of peace, healing all.
Many shall come, saying, show me the way. So learn now in knowledge. What you can say. For many are lost and wandering about. Being beaten by Satan. Ready to be let out. I've bruised the head of Satan. Under your feet, with my blood I've wiped you from feet to head. Cast all of your sins and your old Adam life and the workings of Satan in my pit of fire.
Now you're resting in my promised land, in my kingdom.
I've bruised the hand of Satan under your feet with my blood. I have wiped you from feet to head. Cast all your sins and your old Adam life and the working of Satan in my pit of fire. Now you're resting in my promised land. in my kingdom of peace.